This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. This week, many in Ohio and around the country and world will say goodbye to former astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn, who died last week. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the funeral arrangements. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Glenn's body is to lie in state in the Ohio Capitol Rotunda on Friday, but his family and friends have to get special permission to do that. Why and what happens?
Yeah, it's just a technicality. Under the rules of the use of the state house and the rotunda, that's only for governors, former governors, state senate presidents, Ohio House speakers who have deceased, obviously. And so they have to get special permission from the state Capitol Square Review Board, which they'll do, because obviously this is a man who is, not only an Ohio icon, but an American hero.
What other chance will Ohioans have to pay their respects to him?
On Saturday, there is a service at Mershon Auditorium on the Ohio State University campus, which is at 2 p.m. And then following that, he will be buried appropriately at Arlington National Cemetery, which is where American heroes go.
We want to remind everybody you wrote a very touching column about your experiences with John Glenn, and we can find that on our website, WVXU.org. Any final John Glenn words?
Well, just that, this was a remarkable man in so many ways, but he always had that humility that comes from being a small-town Ohio boy, in my opinion.
Moving on to another subject, the bitterness between Ohio's Governor John Kasich and his supporters in the Ohio Republican Party and Trump's supporters in Ohio is continuing. Basically, it's turned into a war for control of the Ohio Republican Party. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, Matt Borges, the Ohio Republican Party chairman, is obviously a Kasich person. Kasich put him in that job to begin with and arranged for him to be state party chairman. There are a whole lot of Trump people in Ohio, Trump supporters in Ohio, and including Trump himself and his own transition staff, who are very angry at the Ohio Republican Party, and particularly at Kasich, because Kasich refused to endorse him, didn't even vote for him. And now they're going to go after Matt Borges as state party chairman.
So do the Trump folks have somebody in mind to take that job?
They do, as a matter of fact, and it's a woman by the name of Jane Murphy Timken, who is the vice chair of the Stark County Republican Party. She grew up in Cincinnati. She went to Walnut Hills High School. She has said that she intends to run against Borges for the state party chairmanship, and she's talked to Trump, not necessarily about this, but she's talked to him, and she was at the U.S. Bank Arena victory tour thing earlier this month where Trump made his appearance. Borges wasn't there. He didn't show up. He was up in Columbus at an Ohio Republican Party Christmas party.
So who gets to make the final decision here? You said they're running. Who votes?
Well, it's the Ohio Republican Party Central Committee, which is made up of 66 members, two from each state Senate district, a man and a woman from each state Senate district. And it's going to be up to them. It's hard to tell what's going to happen.
What does it all say about the future of the relationship between Ohio's governor and the new president?
Well, I think what it says for the next 2 years, while John Kasich is in office and Donald Trump in the White House, it's not going to be very good. I don't see John Kasich or Ohio state government being able to get much cooperation out of a Trump White House, given the political situation, even though Trump won this state.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.